sugar-free creamer, although you're not fat. I don't know why you're worried. And you say you just can't adjust to it. You need your sugar.
I am actually starting by pouring the sugar-free into my fully flavored French vanilla.
Okay.
International delight, yeah.
Okay, so.
So I'm trying to trick my taste buds, I guess.
Okay. Well, get Harvest Ridge. You won't have to trick your taste buds. It tastes good.
There we
go. It tastes good, and you can use artificial sweetener. The problem is, you know, when you look at a sweetened creamer, it says one serving is a tablespoon. You know, I mean, I put in at least 6 tablespoons.
Yes.
So I could take my whole daily caloric intake could just be creamer if I'm not careful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we have to be careful. Okay. We're going to talk about a lot of things today that are happening with Arts Quincy. First of all, congratulations to all the great winners for the George M. Irwin Award, a teacher from St. Dominic's, a teacher from Camp Point, Beth Young, Lifetime Achievement Award. She's done a lot for the arts over her years. Too bad John Gephardt passed because the Friends of the Log Cabin won. And but I'm sure he's shining and smiling down from heaven. And then Deb Husar.
Yes.
Who works for a competitor, was named, and about time she got recognition.
Well,
she deserves
you,
it.
You had the first Arts Access Leader of the Year Award.
I thank you for that, for thinking of me, and I received that, and it still is proudly displayed in my home, the little award I got there, and I'm very happy about that. But thank you for recognizing people in our community who do so much. And a lot of them are behind the scenes, and people don't really see what they do. So it's great that you recognize them.
And one of them, Becky Hoskins, she doesn't just teach at St. Dominic's, but she kind of makes her own individual teaching artist schedule, and she goes to the different parochial schools and to public schools and kind of fills in that gap.
Right.
But if you've ever seen her in action at work, I mean, she tells you the entire history of what you're learning about and goes into the processes and things. So she's worked with Arts Quincy for years through our Instant Arts program. So I'm really glad we got to honor her. And then Krista out of Camp Point, she's an emerging artist who's just kind of brought new life into the art program out at Camp Point Central. So,
yeah, one of my girlfriends, Robin Walker, is trying to revitalize their drama department out there. She and I were visiting.
Oh.
And, you know, it is difficult. It is difficult.
I would love to have that in Liberty. So maybe that would be a collaboration somehow.
I will, Robin doesn't have anything else to do, I'm sure.
Oh, sure.
So I'll email her later today and say, by the way, you know, all that work and effort you put in at Camp Point for no charge?
Oh,
I think they'd love to have you at Liberty, too.
Oh, yeah.
So she'll be thrilled. Yeah. But again, it takes a mover and shaker to make it happen. And thank you for recognizing the movers and shakers for making it happen.
Thanks. It's all them, for sure. So the Friends had their annual meeting last night and got to present their awards there. It was a great event. We're happy to do that. So if anybody has nominations for future awards, we'd love to have them.
Blues in the District. Oh my gosh, speaking of a great arts event that's been going on forever, the opening night is this Friday night, 5:30 to 9:30 in Washington Park. And it's the name of the band is it's an interesting name. It's like the Lunch Bag Blues.
Bag Lunch Blues Band. It kind of caught me off guard because they used to have a lunchtime concert.
Yeah.
So I had to do a double take. But this is an evening show, and they are the openers for this series. So there's 6 concerts total. And if you want to mark your calendar, it's the 2nd and 4th Fridays of June, July, and August. Always same time, 5:30 to 9:30, and you can get the full schedule at the district's website. But, you know, bring your chair, come early to get good parking. You can bring a cooler, but there's also food vendors on site. The Children's Museum provides an area for kids to play. So it's a really great kickoff to the summer, and just, you know, enjoy a night out with friends and
yeah, and have a good time. Something special about this Friday night, the Quincy High School Alumni Association is having their own little area there. So every year, I mean, it's not just for a specific year, but it's a chance if you went to Quincy High and you want to see some old friends.
Oh, great.
Just hop through and go to that little special seating area and see who you can see. And again, you know, it's become, Blues in the District has become an attractant for other people to say, well, as long as we're all getting together in Washington Park, let's get all of our old friends together, or let's get a family reunion going, or let's, you know, you can make whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, heck, it's a public park. You can meet there, and, you know, you don't have to do anything special. You don't have to ask permission. Just bring your lawn chairs and set them up, and everybody will be there, and it's a great way to have food and drink provided, you know, you don't have to make it. You can just buy it there.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you can bring your cooler and you can do stuff like that. But most important thing is bring a comfortable chair. Because it's a great thing where you can sit in one space and the whole world walks right by you. Because most people spend half the time sitting and half the time walking. It's old cruise. You remember the car cruises we used to have when we were teenagers?
Yeah.
We're too old to do that now. So we just
walk. We need to bring them back.
We just walk two blocks around Washington Park, and everybody sees that happening. We're excited about that. We've been talking a lot lately on the Mary Griffith Show about the Jackson Lincoln Swimming Pool. They're embarking on a huge matching grant, trying to get $50,000 before July 15th in order to stay open the whole summer. But they're definitely open. They will be open this Saturday as their opening day. And Tuesday, June 17th and Tuesday, July 8th from 6 to 8, Arts Quincy is taking over the Jackson Lincoln Pool grounds.
Yes, the grounds.
The grounds, not the pool. And talk a little bit, Jenna Benz, about what's happening there, because this is something that's really great. Unfortunately, you lost funding for it this year, but you're struggling and hoping to find some people to come forward and make sure it continues to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it will. It will. This is our fifth year of doing this event. Jackson Lincoln is in this area that's typically underserved, and it's a great outreach program for us to bring the arts to those residents in that area. But it is open to everybody. You know, everyone's welcome. The first event is the movie night, and we'll be showing Big Hero 6, and it's on an LED screen. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and come get dinner. It's completely free, from provided by Blessing Health System. And then Cole Wholesale is also donating frozen treats. So that's just one part of it. The other part is the art center, the library, and children's museum will all have booths set up so that kids can go and do activities, and then you can also get information about their resources and classes and things. But also Quincy Fire Department will be there. Come early, you know, kids can bring a swimsuit, or, you know, if they're in their t-shirt or something, and bring a towel. But they just started this last year,
just to
cool off the crowd, you know, set the stage for a fun evening. So
it's there on the grounds, but they spray away because you can't get it too muddy. So the kids can walk through the mist, get gently wet. They don't have to get soaked. They can if they want, if mom and dad say okay, but they can just get gently misted. Adults can get gently misted. The fire, you can tell the fire department, I'd like heavy mist or gentle mist. You can be on that on the fringe, you know, and get a gentle mist. You don't have to walk right up to the hose and stand in front of it. But it's a way to cool people off, and we may need that next Tuesday.
Well,
but I'm excited.
It might help people to know just kind of how the grounds are laid out too. So the pool is on the corner
on the east side of 8th Street. It's on the west side of 8th Street, but it's on the east side of the ground. So come around 7th Street and make your entrance there up the steps, or park north of the pool. There's a big parking lot there, and then walk up the little hill to the ground.
There's a grassy area, so then when you walk in from that north end, kind of is centralized, will be the movie screen, and we have these large picnic tables that'll be set up. Blessing will be there passing out the food. And then further south will be the tents for the arts organizations, but then on the very south end is where the fire department will be. So if you don't want to be involved in any of that, it's a completely separate area. But I would recommend, you know, sunscreen, bug spray, bring a blanket or a lawn chair, make yourself comfortable, because it's a really fun event, and it's just a couple of hours on a weeknight, and it's really, really been a meaningful experience. And then we're doing it again in July. In that one, we have a live entertainer. They've been in Quincy before and done this event, but it'll be similar, just a different format and entertainment regards.
This next Tuesday night, it's Big Hero 6 with the superhero Baymax, a lovable robot who helps kill all, well, not kill. He deters all the bad guys. I don't think in Disney things anybody gets killed. They just get, you know, boxed up and put away.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Big Hero 6, and again, it's 6 to 8 on the field at Jackson Lincoln Swimming Complex. You can enter from 7th Street up the steps, or you can come in from the north of the pool and come up that little road, and you'll see it there. And it gets underway at 6 and goes until 8. And you can get there a little bit early if you want, because they'll be feeding people, and there'll be some healthcare things there. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful event.
And if you're interested in donating to Arts Quincy to help us with outreach programs like this, you can visit our website, artsquincy.org, and make a donation. And then you can also be entered to win the gorgeous ring from Emerald City Jewelers that we'll be drawing for in December.
And this goes right along with the new mayor Linda Moore has issued a challenge to boost our arts economy. She wants you to celebrate Quincy's bicentennial, Adams County's bicentennial, 200 years. And she's asking everybody this summer to spend $200 for the arts. You'll be happy to know I've already done it. My family was in town, and I arranged for them to have some educational and cultural arts experiences.
Oh,
so we went to the Lincoln Douglas Museum, which, of course, I made a generous donation there. We went to the Richard Eales Underground Railroad House. I made a generous donation there. And we also went to the Underground Brewery Tour at Dick's Brothers, Ratzkeller. And I made a less generous donation there.
Sure.
Because Brett Austin, we'd agreed on a price, but then when we got there, he said, oh, I'm not going to charge you that. I'm just going to... Like, Brett, don't undersell yourself. But anyway, so do that. Join Arts Quincy. Go to a museum. If there's no admission charge, make a donation, but they want you to spend $200 this summer on the arts.
Oh, yeah.
So that can rotate around, and that could be it could be the Golden Windmill. It could be anything in our arts area.
Oh, yeah. There's gift shops at the History Museum on the square. It has a fabulous gift shop, Quincy Museum. Their admission is very low, but they also have a gift shop, and they take donations as well. I said the Villa Catherine, the Log Cabin Village, and the windmill. They both have like a memorial plaza, and you can buy a brick in memory of your loved ones. But yeah, with Father's Day around the corner, there's some businesses uptown that sell handmade items from local artisans, like the woodworkers or, you know, local art. But then there's classes at the Art Center, season tickets for the symphony, the theater.
Tickets to Jersey Boys.
Yep.
Just get them. And again, it's a challenge from the mayor of Quincy, who wants to promote arts as an industry, a non-smokestack industry, but definitely a great driver of our economy. So kind of see, can I spend $200 in June, July, and August? And I bet you can without any trouble at all doing fun things. Well, Jenna, we're out of time. We've got to get to Pastor Orville Jones. He's going to talk about Juneteenth, another great arts-related event.
The gala, the gala's coming festival, up. The choir concert. It's a full weekend.
We'll get to that in just a moment, but first we'll take a break. Thank you, Jenna Benz.
Thank you,
Up next, Pastor Orville Jones. It is 9:37 at Talk Radio 930 WTAD, and we are joined today by Reverend Pastor Dr. Orville Jones and his wife, Lena Jones. And golly gee, tonight you're going to be busy talking about the history of African-American churches, and that's going to be at John Wood Community College, so we're excited about that. Yes. But coming up this weekend, that tonight that event starts at 6 with a little social hour, and then 6:30, you're going to talk about the starting of the First Baptist Church, the Bethel AME Church, the Union Baptist Church, the Pilgrim Baptist Church, and the Cathedral of Worship. So that's going to be exciting. But today we're going to talk specifically about the Juneteenth Festival,
yes,
and the gala and the choir concert. And so welcome, welcome. We're so glad to have you here.
If I can digress for just one second and say this, that we have the pastors of these churches that will also be with us tonight.
Okay.
And so they're going to tell the individual stories of their histories.
You're just putting it all together. And they're
I'm going to kind of coordinate
and
talk about Father Augustus Tolton as well.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. Don't leave the Catholics out. The first African-American priest in the United States.
In the United States of America.
Right here in Quincy. And, of course, he had to go to Rome to learn to be a priest because my religion, you know, at the time, didn't let black people in the seminary.
They
but we've improved
not.
We've improved ourselves a little bit.
A little
since
bit
then.
Since then.
So there's always room for improvement. Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
I think we need to talk first. What is Juneteenth? It's a strange name. It came out of Texas. A lot of people say, well, I know it's a black African-American historical thing, but I really don't understand what it is. Us white folks don't need some education. So could you tell us, Pastor, what
I'll give
is
you the short story.
Give me the short story,
I'll give you the short story on it. In 1863, January the 1st, the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. That proclamation freed the slaves in the United States. However, the word, we didn't have all of these things we have now, TikTok and Facebook and all of that. So it took a long time. It took 2.5 years for the word to get to even Galveston, Texas. And, of course, when the word did come in, General George Granger came in with an order called General Order Number 30, which declared that slaves would henceforth and forever be free in the United States of America. And that happened on June 19th, 1865. And so that's where we get the idea of Juneteenth. It's a colloquial shortening of June 19th to just Juneteenth.
And, of course, many slave owners weren't really interested in their slaves knowing about this, since many slaves were kept confined, illiterate, and away from news of the day.
Exactly.
You know, for 2 years, 2.5 years, they'd been free, but nobody told them.
Nobody told
them. So until the U.S. Army came riding in and,
and
made it happen, that was why we celebrate Juneteenth. So let's start
that
in chronological order. Because Friday night's the big put on a nice dress, maybe a tuxedo, have a beautiful sit-down meal, have some fabulous entertainment. Are tickets still available or is it too late? Because I know you got to start cooking food. Is it too late or can people still get in on that?
Well, we are still accepting tickets. Tickets are $75 at this point. And if you're interested in purchasing a ticket, you can go online to CelebrateQCYJuneteenth.com to do so. Or you can reach out to me as well and just call First Baptist Church, and I'd be glad to help as well.
Okay, so you can still get a ticket, but you
still can
start thinking about that today. After all, it's Wednesday.
Today, that's right.
Today's the day. So, you know, it's not like they wouldn't take you.
Right.
They want everybody to be there, but come on. You know, green beans, there's only so many green beans per serving, so let's all get going. It's a lovely catered meal.
Mm-hmm.
And more than that, it's a chance for people from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times there's this, and I wish we could get away from this because we really do need to, but it's just going to take some time.
Mm-hmm.
There's this thought process that, well, Juneteenth is for them,
mm-hmm,
and it's not for us, meaning only black folk go to Juneteenth, which is not true because I've gone many years and it's a pretty racially diverse crowd. My goodness, they even let Asians in.
Yes, they do. Yes, we do. It's a community thing. Freedom is not just for one group of people. Freedom is for all of us.
We're fighting all the time.
And
women,
yes.
You know, and as long as there's any disparity in pay, in the way people are treated, the equality has not been fully formed. We had this in order to form a more perfect union. We tried mm-hmm. this experiment called the United States. We weren't perfect. We're still not perfect.
We're still
but
not
we're striving.
Perfect.
Yes. And so we're going to go on Friday night. Everybody sit down together.
Yes,
have a
everybody
wonderful
can
dinner.
Come, anybody. And so we want you all to be there and to be part of and celebrate with us that freedom. Martin Luther King said it very well. Injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. And so it's all about the whole community. It's all about all of us and celebrating the freedoms that we enjoy today. Juneteenth gives us just another reason and another mechanism to be able to do that.
Okay, so that's $75 for the Friday night event.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, you've got great lineup of entertainment with jazz bands
yes.
and things like that.
Yes, wonderful.
Now, let's talk about Saturday. Because $75 is a heavy lift for some people, plus people like mm-hmm. my husband who has never, I don't think he's gone with me. I don't know if he's gone with me or not. He's gone once. He doesn't like to dress up.
Well,
so for those like my
he
husband,
he can dress moderately.
Yeah, I was going to say, those like my husband, whose idea of dressing up is a shirt without a hole in it, we have Saturday, which is a full-day festival in Malinja. Lena, do you see, your husband has to look good all the time because he's a pastor. My husband used to be a banker. Now I can't get him in a suit to save his life. So anyway, let's talk about the Saturday festival, which is down at Washington Park and really is an all-day, just full circle focus of all kinds of great things going on. So tell us about what's happening Saturday in Washington Park.
Okay. Our festival, which will be Saturday, June 14th at Washington Park, it's going to be an amazing time. An amazing, amazing, amazing Juneteenth community festival. We have all different kinds of things happening, especially for the kiddos. This year, my focus was on the children, and we never want the children to have to pay for anything. So we are expanding our kids zone area. We will have face painting in our kids zone. We'll have games such as the Big Connect Four and Hula Hoops, coloring contest, three bounce houses, cotton candy, snow cones, no charge to the kids. So that's the kids zone area. Then this time, we're going to do something different. And well, I'm going to get there.
Oh, okay.
So extension of that, we have Pete the Cat coming, and he will be at the Mobile Library at 1 o'clock to do a meet and greet with the kiddos and give away a free book. So that's at 1.
And the Mobile Library will be there.
And the Mobile Library is on site. And then at 3 o'clock, Pete the Cat will be doing a dance party with all the kids that want to be a part of that at 3 o'clock. So we have a special lineup that day. We also have lots of vendors, food vendors and other vendors as well, lots of good food. Dottie's Funnel Cakes will be on site. We have someone doing some Asian food, Japanese food, some good old southern fried catfish. We have someone doing some wonderful desserts, selling jewelry, just all kinds of things. And one new piece that we're doing this year, we are having a section there for adult games, adult dominoes, adult Jenga, just stuff that the adults can do as well. We are looking forward to one of the biggest highlights of the festival is the cakewalk. And this year we have some wonderful cakes donated by Underbrinks, McNay Trucking. I mean, just a whole boatload of cupcakes and cakes for the children and the adults. And we are looking forward to a wonderful time there. Peter's House, Pete the DJ, he's well known in Quincy. He's going to be our DJ this year, and he is going to be playing some wonderful tunes throughout the day. We have Juneteenth Trivia, which is going to be our educational piece, and the winners of that, it's a question trivia, and the winners of that will be getting wonderful prizes for that. It's a lot of different stuff. We have some wonderful entertainment. We have saxophonists coming from my hometown, Macon, Missouri. We have Tamika Latchison, who won, I believe, the 2024 Voice of Quincy. She will be singing with our son, Orville Jones III. We have little Jabari Red, and he is a 9-year-old that plays drums. He raps, he sings, he dances. He's going to be on around the 4:30 hour. And then we have the United We Stand United Puppetry and Dance Group from Hannibal. And then we have Sean Jones and the Beatniks. They're going to be performing this year. And then the biggest excitement thing outside of the performers is this line dancing craze that's happening right now. Everyone's doing country line dances, so we have a section of our festival where we're going to invite the city of Quincy, the park, everyone to come to the front and do these line dances. Bring your hat, your fans, your boots, whatever you want to put on, and come and join us. And then our headliner band is the PC Band, Perfect Combination from Arkansas. They will be performing around 6:30, 6:45, and they'll close out the night for us. And we're really excited about that as well.
Wow. We're going to have to take a break, but Cowboy Carter, will Beyonce be here? I credit her with this line dancing craze, okay? I think she's got a lot to do with it. We're going to take a break, head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. This report is brought to you by Rex Battery. So let's hear from them, and then we'll hear about the farm market. Stay tuned. More with Lena and Orville Jones. Juneteenth coming up this weekend. We are back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. I have here the pastor of Quincy's First Baptist Church. And I want to tell Pastor Orville Jones and his lovely wife, Lena, who keeps really everything in charge at the church, that recently I was on a bus trip out west, and we couldn't get enough folks from Quincy to go, so we had to hop some new people on in Denver, and they were all members of the Baptist Church out there. And one of the games we played on the bus was Bible trivia. Mm-hmm. And here I am, a Catholic, and everybody thinks Catholics never read the Bible. We don't know anything about the Bible. And these Baptists, I thought were going to, and one of them was a minister. And I thought the Baptists are going to sweep this. Guess who won? I got the licorice. I knew I didn't miss a single question on the Bible, New and Old Testament.
Wow,
so I just
you were
want
paying
you to
attention.
Know, I won't mention that preacher by name, but if you ever get out to Denver, you better do a guest spot at his church
okay.
and start getting them Baptists back on the straight and narrow, because
yeah.
I used to have to always explain myself to the Baptists that live next door. They go, well, you don't read the Bible. I said, we do read the Bible. We read
yes,
the Bible.
You do.
I mean, maybe not as well, and we can't quote it. You know, it's somewhere in there. I can't tell you where it is, but it's somewhere
but it's in
there.
There. Right. That's
it's in there.
That's right.
I know it's in there.
And you got the answer to the question.
You know, I just don't know where, but I know it's in there. But I got the answer to the question. Yeah. So we're talking today with Pastor and Mrs. Jones about Juneteenth, which is coming up this weekend, and it is so exciting what is going to be happening. We kind of went down everything that's happening on Saturday. Did we get to Saturday night? Did we finish Saturday? Because I want to move on to Sunday before we run out of time, but I don't want to shortchange Saturday again if we still have some stuff to talk about on Saturday.
We pretty much covered Saturday, but I do want to go back to Friday real
okay.
quick and talk about the entertainment, because we have such good entertainment coming for the gala.
It's worth $75.
It is worth $75. We
not
have
anymore.
A female saxophonist from St. Louis called Rhoda G. She will be opening up for us at 7 o'clock, and then around 8 o'clock hour we'll have Cheryl Youngblood Blues Band from Chicago, and she is truly, truly amazing. And then after that we'll have country line dancing at the gala as well.
I just think Beyonce has got to show up. Cowboy Carter has
you
got
never
to
know
show up.
She might show
you
up Mary
know.
You never
okay.
know you
okay.
never know.
We just invited her publicly here on WTAD. And then on Sunday.
On Sunday.
You're right in your wheelhouse here, Pastor.
Yes, on Sunday, the Voices of Juneteenth Community Choir. So it's everybody that would like to sing. And by the way, if you want to sing, tonight starts the rehearsals. And so you can come to First Baptist Church at 8th and Elm Streets at 7 o'clock and be a part of those rehearsals tonight, tomorrow night, and of course on Saturday morning. Our clinician for this concert is Professor Anita Watkins-Stevens, and she is a nationally renowned conductor and also a composer of much music. And a couple of years ago, she did at least one of the songs that she personally wrote and another song that her son has written with our choir. And so it's going to be an exciting, exciting time. Many, many things that will take place. It's a Father's Day concert. Bring your fathers, bring your dads, bring your husbands, and come on out. Doesn't matter what you wear. So he'll
fit
right in.
Okay,
he'll fit right in. And be a part of that. The concert starts at 2 p.m. on Sunday, June 15th, First Baptist Church, 739 North 8th Street. And we'll look forward to seeing you there. And for all of these events, we've had some very, very special sponsors. And
yeah,
so we want want to say thank you to all of our sponsors, some who have been with us every year that we've been doing this, mm-hmm. and others who have just coming aboard. But we want to say a special thank you to each and every one of them.
Yes.
And then thank you to you.
Yes, thank you, Mary.
Us to get
we're
the word
so
out
glad
and having
to have,
us on.
You know, that's what WTAD is all about. Letting the, you know, I love the Mary Griffith Show because I get people to come right to me. Last Friday, I had to take off because of my family reunion. Mm-hmm. And the people from the writers' convention were staying down at the hotel. So my family's asking me all about it. I said, I'd know everything if you hadn't made me take today off. Now I don't know anything because people come right to me and tell me firsthand what's happening. Now I don't know what's happening.
Wow.
You talked to the people. I didn't get to talk to the people. I'm here talking to you.
There you
so
go.
So let's talk about these sponsors. Can you name them or do you want to at least get the big ones?
Yes, we have Blessing Hospital, Quincy Medical Group, and they have been with us since 2022 when we first started Juneteenth. But we have many others. We have Titan Wheel. We have O'Donnell Cookson Funeral Home, High 12 Club, NAPIDE. We have just so many different ones, Central Bank, Commerce Bank, Quincy University, John Wood. We have O'Donnell Cookson. I said that one. But we just have a
he wants to make sure you get that
he
one
wants to make sure I get that one
right.
in.
He
yes.
knows he's got to get that
he
one
He knows.
Right.
We have Coronada. Miss Lee Lindsay, who's been a supporter of ours for many, many, many years. We have Cathedral of Worship. We have so many people. And most of our sponsors have been with us since we started Juneteenth in 2022.
Yeah.
And we are so grateful to them as well as the new ones. We've just really, really, really blessed to have people call us and say, what can we do? How can we help? We support what you're doing, and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful journey for Pastor and I with this Juneteenth. It has really, we've developed some relationships through this and made some new friends through this, and we are very, very excited about what the future holds. Next year, we're going to change things up just a little bit. We're going to do a lot of our things at Upper Mormon Park here in Quincy. We're not sure of the date exactly yet, but we're going to try to have one day with everything, fishing tournament. All that stuff in one day. So
one kind of one-stop shopping.
One-stop shop. But we're going to take all three and combine them into one. We're not going to leave nothing out, but add some exciting things to it. So it's going to be a car show, a motorcycle show, like I said, a fishing tournament, stuff for the kids. Hopefully the Children's Museum can bring their big bubble machine and be there. So we're looking forward to that.
What would we do without the Children's Museum? And
yes,
I was laughing
yes.
because you said they have to have games for the adults.
Yes.
Because we always try to go over and play Connect Four and push the kids out of the way.
Exactly.
So you got to be careful.
That's right.
The adults have their own area.
Exactly.
Or the kids won't get a chance to play.
Yes.
Well, we are out of time, but we hope the tickets are on sale today. Mm-hmm. $75. Go to Juneteenth QCY.
Celebrate
QCY Juneteenth.
.com.
Okay. Or just call First Baptist Church at 739 North 8th. What's that phone number?
That phone number is 217-223-4468.
3-4-4-6-8.
Yes.
Okay. Don't miss out on your chance to be there. Thank you so very much. Friday night, all day Saturday at Washington Park, and Sunday at 2 with featuring Gospel Hall of Famer Anita Watkins-Stevens. You won't want to miss it. And if you want to be part of that chorus, just come tonight and
start at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
See you there.
Always great to have you. And again, tonight
thank you.
At John Wood, pastor and other pastors will be talking about the history of the Black Church in Quincy. I know my family just went to the Underground Railroad mm-hmm. Museum, and there's such a rich abolitionist and such a great history here in Quincy of Black people and white people working together for hundreds of years, for 200 years. Why not have that celebrated? So thank you, everyone, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. We'll talk about the Park District tomorrow on the Mary Griffith Show.